Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 30. Proverbs 20, verse 30. It says, "Blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts." Let me say this one more time. Blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts. Now, I know as we talk about corrective discipline through physical pain, like spanking or whatever, we're into a subject that makes a lot of people uncomfortable or a lot of people unhappy. It's become politically correct to say that you should never spank anymore or anything like that. But listen closely to me. I want to, and I hope you do the same. I want to live my life according to the scriptures, not what the world says is politically correct. The Bible very clearly says in Proverbs 13, verse 24 says this, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him." So it's very, very important that you understand that the Bible teaches that there needs to be sometimes when children are young, a corrective swat, if you will, to help retrain. Well, we see here, blows that wound cleanse away evil and strokes make clean the innermost part. Now, see, this is a hard one for us. Like I said, we think we know better than God. Granted, I'll give you this. I'll agree that man many times strikes in anger instead of for correction. There's a difference between beating somebody because you're angry and using physical pain as discipline or corrective measure. But God designed pain as a correction. You need to understand this. For example, when you touch something that's hot, your brain recognizes the pain instantly as you touch it and pulls your hand away. Your brain actually does that. Why? Because pain is used for correction. You learn not to do that again because that hurts. You know that something's wrong when you have pain, that something needs to be corrected in your body because of pain. If there wasn't pain, we wouldn't even deal with some of the issues that we have in our bodies that are needing to be corrected. God has designed pain as a correction. When I was a kid, I feared corrective spanking as a child. To hear my mom say, "Wait till your dad gets home," and by the way, when dad got home, he used corrective spanking, I would straighten up, and it was powerful. But I want to take this program today, and at the end of the time that we have left, and the time we have left in our five-minute challenge, in a different direction. I want you to hear something. Do you need more proof that God uses corrective pain and blows to deal with sin? We need to go back to Isaiah 53. And I'm just going to read to you verses 4 through 6. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, where we'll see that God dealt harshly with sin by striking his own son. Isaiah 53, verse 4 says, "Surely he," meaning Jesus, "has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Hopefully you understand that Jesus went through physical punishment for our sin, not for his own sin, but he suffered physical wounds for our sin. Listen to this verse again from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 30, our verse for today. "Blows that wound cleanse away evil. Strokes make clean the innermost parts." Now, Jesus wasn't being beaten because of his sin. He wasn't having evil taken out of him that he had committed. No, he was smitten, beaten by God. It was the will of the Lord to punish him with physical suffering because of our sin. So if you were to say, "Well, I don't think physical suffering should occur because of sin," then you are ignoring what went on at the cross. Was he not physically suffering because of our sin? Was it not to deal with sin, to cleanse away evil? It sure was. And aren't we grateful that Jesus took the physical punishment that we were deserved? And so my challenge for you today is this. Realize, under the Bible's leadership, when physical correction is needed, and thank God for it because he put his own son through it for you and for me. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.